Hey, Chip Chat listeners, we've got some exciting news for you. Based on demand, we are announcing a new segment on Chip Chat and Conversations in the Cloud we're calling the Chip Chat Challenge. Throughout the year, we'll be creating contests for you, our listeners. These will be challenges that draw upon your knowledge and creativity. And here's your first challenge. Cloud computing is a prevalent buzzword in the industry, but there is still ambiguity in the definition of cloud computing, and I hear this every day. So we want you, our listeners, to give your definition of cloud computing, propose a succinct way to define this architectural shift in data centers. And if we pick your entry as a winner, you will win a cool prize. To submit your definitions, go to intel.com/server. There, you will see instructions on how to submit your entry. So get busy. Thanks for playing the Chip Chat Challenge.
You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're with Michael Jaffe from Microsoft. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Allison. Great to be here.
We're excited to have you on the program today. Why don't you give us a sense of what your responsibilities are at Microsoft and how that relates to the cloud?
Sure. So I'm a senior product manager within the Windows Server and Cloud Outbound Marketing Group, and my focus is on sort of our partner communities. Specifically, I focus on hosting service providers, companies such as Rackspace. We also work with outsourcers and telcos and helping them to enable sort of cloud services. And then I also work on kind of a private cloud messaging and some of the outbound work for our partner channel as well.
We're seeing a lot of buzz around cloud computing from Microsoft, anything from numbers of events, blogs, things about cloud embedded in your consumer marketing. How do you guys scope the cloud opportunity? And, you know, where do you see the relevance through your product lines when it comes to cloud?
Sure. Well, really, the products that I can speak to specifically are really around the Windows Server group. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, the Windows Live and kind of some of the commercials you see are very specific to the more of the consumer market. Mm-hmm. But on the enterprise side, we're definitely, you know, all in, so to speak, on cloud. We have investments in both on the platform side with Azure. We have investments on infrastructure with our sort of Hyper-V cloud offerings, which combine Hyper-V and System Center. And then, of course, we have our SaaS offerings, and that's the Office 365 suite. So we see the demand. We're seeing really good uptake across all three of those business lines. We expect the growth to be phenomenal moving forward.
When you look at Hyper-V, what are the key technologies that you guys are focusing on to help drive innovation faster when it comes to adoption of cloud computing?
You know, obviously Hyper-V is our, you know, hypervisor that mm-hmm. comes free with Windows mm-hmm. Server 2008 and now 2008 R2 SP1. So we feel that it has the you know, advantages over VMware, specifically when it comes to the full suite, because we feel that our overall story of virtualization and management is far superior. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're really driving innovation. It's through the management of virtual machines, the management of physical to virtual, the fact that we can manage, you know, VMware instances as well, utilizing System Center. If you really want the optimization, if you want the sort of the true scale and elasticity of what you want to call either public or private cloud, you must have the you know, kind of a rich management suite and System Center, and combined with Windows Server Hyper-V really fills that gap.
What are the core things that IT managers need to think about in terms of their management solutions?
You know, historically, there's been a server sprawl. And with virtualization now, you're sort of seeing kind of a plateau overall server sales, where the servers are different. They're more powerful. They're bigger, more processors, more capacity. So mm-hmm. now you have kind of this virtual machine sprawl. And if you don't have a good management solution to monitor and maintain, upload, update the virtual machines you have out there, the promise of the cost savings of virtualization really disappears. So you've potentially reduced the amount of servers you have, but your overall headache is now escalated because you don't know where things are, or, you know, which applications doing what, or maybe you've delegated too much of responsibility down to more of a departmental level. If you're the IT manager, you still want to have control of your environment, mm-hmm. and that's where the management piece comes in. And with System Center and Hyper-V, it really allows you to delegate responsibilities down to really as low as you want to. And then as far as how do you burst from on-prem to off, our solutions, we do have connectors for Azure today, which allow you to do some management from on-prem to into Azure. Also with our management suite, you know, we can manage not only a kind of a hybrid environment, we could also manage a heterogeneous environment where we can manage, you know, Windows Server, we can manage Red Hat, we can manage SUSE, we can manage Linux, we can manage the different pieces, different, you know, the VMware parts, there's Unix plugins as well. So it's pretty robust what you can do with System Center and how you can really architect your environment, manage it efficiently, and then as you need to, you then virtualize and enables kind of this the whole private cloud scenario in your data center.
What are you guys doing to enable the enterprise customer today?
Sure. So from a standpoint of private cloud deployments, as I mentioned, System Center and Hyper-V are really underpinnings of private cloud. And to really make everything sort of seamlessly go together, we announced something back at the TechEd called the System Center Virtual Machine Manager Self-Service Portal. And essentially, it's just the SSP 2.0 to make it really, really simple. And it allows for customer to automate their VMs, to automate some of the management, really create that private cloud fabric that you're looking for. There's dynamic provisioning, self-service portal, and there's partner extensibility as well, where we have solutions. For example, NetApp, they have a solution that's built on top of the SSP, so you can deploy a private cloud solution on-prem and integrate some sort of disaster recovery and a SAN solution. So that's more of the enterprise space. And then for our service providers, we have something called the Dynamic Data Center Toolkit. And essentially what that is, it's guidance and about best practices on how to take System Center, Hyper-V, and create these sort of public and or posted private cloud offerings in their data centers. There's a rich UI. There's different integration pieces, different APIs that really span across our entire product set. So depending on what the service provider wants to do, we help to enable them to do that. And we actually have quite a big ecosystem of system integrators that help to install these solutions, as well as control panel vendors that build on top of the Data Center Toolkit.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Michael.
Thank you very much for having me.